In over 20 years of Major League umpiring, Mike Everett worked 3 World Series, 9 Division Series, 7 League Championships, and the 2006 All-Star Game. Before spring training was shut down this year because of COVID, the then 55-year-old Aztec New Mexico native decided to retire back to his home in Iowa. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. Mike Everett is still working part-time for MLB as an umpiring consultant, and he's back with me on the show to visit about his unique profession. Mike, I've been watching a lot of baseball. You told me here this postseason, TV broadcasts are dominated by, I think, what one network calls the K-Zone, and maybe that's Fox, that rectangular box on the screen denoting the actual strike zone. So as an umpire, your call is judged every pitch. How do you guys feel about that so-called K-Zone?
Well, regardless of my opinion, it's here to stay, right? So, when I worked, I had an opinion about it, and you just can't be consumed with it. I will put it that way. You have to go out and work your game, and as my wife used to say later on in my years when I was dealing with some anxiety issues, you know, do your best, and your best will do. I mean, you've been trained to do this. I've been the strike zone since the early 2000s, they implemented a strike zone system in which you were graded on each play, and it has developed over the years and gotten. It's not the K zone; that's just what the television people call it. But the guys get graded on each and every play job, each and every pitch that's recorded that will tell them if they've got it correct or incorrect, and it's a lot of pressure. But you can't be working and thinking about what the machine says. You've just got to umpire the way you were trained and the many years of experience you've had to and do the very best possible job you can.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I calculate, Mike, that you've worked upwards of what, some 3,500 Major League Baseball games as an umpire. It's got to be a lot of career games or moments for you. Open up that Mike Everett Major League umpire scrapbook for a few minutes for us. What have been the highlights for you?
Well, I think I can start at the first. When I decided to go to umpire school, and I drove down my 1978 Mercury Monarch with no AC from New Mexico down to Daytona Beach.
Oh man!
And started my journey, and then after that, got placed in the minor leagues. Minor leagues was probably, looking back on it, the most gratifying, most fun time I had. You know, you were with another, just one other partner in rookie ball and A ball and double A, and you were traveling in a car. You got to know that person quite well. And when you walked on the field, it was 2 against 50, you know, 25 on one side, 25 on another, and everyone had the same aspirations of making it to the big leagues. Then as I continued to climb up the ladder, June 20th, 1996 stands out because that was my first Major League Baseball game. I got called up when you're in AAA, you will get called up to the major leagues to vacation time that the guys might have during the season. And that was my first call up to the big leagues. And it was I was working at Salt Lake the night before, got called up, went to Oakland, and worked the plate my first big league game. It was 1-0 Toronto over Oakland, and I think 2 hours and 54 minutes. So if I can remember that, that's pretty etched in my mind. And then, you know, I think you just continue to, you know, I finally got my full-time job and then worked my first postseason game. And I've been very blessed and have been able to participate in 3 World Series and a number of playoff games. But I will say this, that what I did learn is that, looking back on it, that, you know, nothing is ever enough, right? You I started in the minor leagues. I want to make it to the double A, to triple A, and then make it to the big leagues. Then was that my ultimate goal? Well, then you want to work postseason. That's great, but what's your next goal? You want to work World Series. That's great. What's your next goal? You want to be a crew chief. So I think what I'm saying and what taught me is if you have that mentality and you don't have – you don't try and really have a Christ-centered life, is nothing's ever enough, right? I mean,
yep.
I could have continued to work till I was 62, but was that going to completely fulfill me? For some people, it does professionally, but I think what I've learned and what I'm continuing to learn, and I think I will forever, is that all of that stuff is never enough, right? It's just there's other things that are more important, and I still battle with that to this day.
Yeah. And I think the natural condition of umpires, of the kind of people they are, they're very exacting and by nature perfectionists, I'm sure, because you want to get the call right. But flip side of that is a lot of pressure and anxiety. You've dealt with anxiety issues. A longtime major league umpire, Mike, and I'd like to visit about that, but we're out of time again for today's show, so let me ask you to come back next time. We'll visit about that and talk about the future of umpiring, you know, with all the electronic stuff that's out there and where you see this profession going. So thank you very much for coming back today, and we'll talk again very soon. God bless you.
You too, Greg. Thank you very much. Look forward to speaking with you again.